did. I swear I did.
Impossible.
I know what I heard, and I heard something I know I have heard before.
The wind.
It was not the wind. It was a bird. The song of a bird. And I swear to the eight gods of Mount Kratopkin, I heard it all right.
The gods of Mount Kratopkin? By my father's grave, that's a good one.
Please, Kuro, don't speak ill of the Lord Kratopkin. Please, I beg you.
Speak ill of the Lord Kratopkin? I'd sooner pluck out the Lord Kratopkin's heart.
Kuro, please, my love.
Oh, easy, lady, easy. The rocks have no hidden microphones. There are no speakers in the sand, in the mildewed milk bushes of the eastern marches. There's nothing here. No life, nothing. And unless we ourselves move on...
Kuro!
I heard it by Alexander the Fierce. That, I swear, was a bird.
Didn't I see? Didn't I see? Oh, I knew, I knew.
I've not heard a bird before, ever. Only on Militape at the Institute. There they have them, birds. Oh, listen, again.
I think it wants us to follow it, Kuro. Maybe it's been sent to lead us out of the marches.
Lead us to Kratopkin's parlor, more like. Come,
let's... Valda Seven, citizens of Krasavska. Oh, my children, you are breaking the heart of Comrade Kratopkin by your thoughtless desertion of all the beneficence he has given you. Show yourselves and be gathered unto his mercy.
Oh. Courage, courage, my little baby. Don't listen, don't listen. We'll escape. We will escape.
Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
Soek jy dit? Vryf jy dit? Sien jy dit? Vergelyk jy dit?
Ek het 'n hamburger gewen.
Ja, die Wimpy, dis 'n groot fees. Scratch and Match spel is 'n groot fees. Groter as wat jy gedink het. Wen R25 of 'n onvergeetlike reis na Disney World. Met die Wimpy, dis 'n groot fees. Scratch and Match spel.
Play a Wimpy. No!
Nooit haai se hebolaas krinkelsnit. Die krinkelkraak vir die bakste smaak.
Krinkelsnit. Se nooit ditsum se hebolaas krinkelsnit. Die krinkelkraak vir die bakste smaak. Krinkelsnit. Se nooit wow se hebolaas krinkelsnit. Die krinkelkraak vir die bakste smaak. Krinkelsnit. 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 Hebolaas krinkelsnit.
Dunhill Superior Mild, a mild, rewarding cigarette in the Dunhill tradition. Created by our blenders from tobaccos especially selected to bring mildness to the gentle art of smoking. Available in king size and international length. Dunhill Superior Mild, from the most distinguished tobacco house in the world. And now, part one of tonight's suspense.
Greetings, Lord Kratopkin.
Oh, stop that nonsense. They've been found?
No.
Ah, such hopes for the boy. She's useless, barely breeding stock. But I had hopes for him.
Did he have hopes for himself? That's the question.
I hope you're not going to become philosophical, friend Kneipp. That I couldn't bear. A drink?
I think not. Have you a likeness of the gal?
On the screen.
It's easy to see why the boy ran off into the marches with her. She's, Listen, when you do get her back, perhaps you could arrange...
Oh, don't be a damn fool. She's grade four. Awful.
All the same.
All the same, nothing. I just hope they don't elude us for too long a time. We are forced by our own law to play Kriegsspiel if they stay out in the marches or wherever for more than 7 days. One day, Kneipp, sooner or later, someone will win the war game, and we shall be forced to grant him or her safe passage to the West.
Should that ever happen, which I doubt possible, there could always be an act.
Don't be a fool, Kneipp. Our strength is our honesty. We never fail. Should we fail, then we would have to keep our bargain. The Polon staying in the Eastern Marches, undetected for 7 days, is permitted to play the war game. Should he win, he gains his freedom. He may stay here, honored, with a life pension, or he may be escorted safely to the border. If he loses, as they all have, well, no Polon in all Krzyzewska is ignorant of the consequences of desertion, detection, and failing at Kriegsspiel. Wouldn't you say, Kneipp?
All the same, if you do capture the little Polon female, I'd be most grateful.
Have you still, after all this time, not got your sexual appetites under control?
As much as I desire them under control, yes.
How far are we from the border?
By my reckoning, Pat, maybe 50 miles.
50?
Well, 40.
We'll never reach the border. We'll have to play the war game.
It's my intention to get through within the allotted time. Travel as we are traveling in darkness. Reach the border undetected and avoid their damned and sand-bastard Kriegsspiel. No one has ever beaten them. Perhaps my father came closest, and his ultimate failure killed my mother. But I shall avenge my father. The helicar has not located us now for 30 hours.
Fourth day, my Cordal.
Yes.
Oh, if only we could reach the border.
We will. Now, how goes it, my brave one? I'm proud of you. Whatever happens, I want you to know I am so very proud of you. We'll run no more today. The clouds lifted. They'll find tracking us easier than whistling through the...
Listen.
Citizens of Krasavska. Oh, children, if you knew how you pain the aging heart of your benefactor, protector, Krestopkin, he wants you back again safe, my children. He fears for you in these wilderness places.
Aging heart, you big stinking humbug!
Comrade Krestopkin, born in the ashes, in the devastation, the aftermath of the Third World War, from out of whose ruins the United Socialist Republic of Krasavska rose phoenix-like, its wings unsinged, its heart intact, a glorious comrade, a beneficent great leader, Premier for life, Kratokin, the siege...
They can't find us. If they did, their beseeching would soon take on a different tone.
With all their weapons and clever instruments, why can't they find us, Cordal?
Why?
Because, Excellency, the milk bush flows thick now all over the Eastern Marches, man high. Both runaways are small, under average height. Runted stock. We cannot penetrate the milk bush unless we use mantiform.
And if we use mantiform, we will kill them. We will find them, yes, but their bones will be infected, and they will die of leukemia within the 12 months. I know, I know. So
Sometimes I wonder, Knipe, if we've made any headway since the ending of war. What are our scientists doing?
Scientific work.
Yeah.
Every time I look at the young female Polon, her eyes, comrade, they are quite astonishingly remarkable. What's the rest of her like? Unfortunately, one cannot see
If more... you are not cursed with a totally trivial mind, Comrade Knight, nothing you do or say...
Remember
leads...
to whom you are talking, comrade. Be very careful, I recommend you. Those in power always stand up on delicate structures, structures which are often imperfectly planted.
If you are daring to threaten me, comrade, I would abjure you to reconsider. For example...
Excellency, the runaway Polons have been captured 29 miles from the border, 6 miles west of Zardos, by Renadia Slope.
Let us postpone our own personal disagreements, comrade. The emergency is over. If you follow me, you may even catch a close-by glimpse of your little Polon.
See, groot soos 'n huis, klein soos 'n muis, lank soos 'n paal, rond soos 'n paal. Maar lyk jy net enige ander meisie, ek te broekiekas is gevaarborg om elke keer volmaak te pas. So al is jy groot soos 'n huis, klein soos 'n muis, lank soos 'n paal, rond soos 'n paal. Ek te broekiekas is weer cameo is gevaarborg om elke keer volmaak te pas.
It's big. It's the most exciting competition you've ever seen. It's the OMO Super Jackpot. The competition where every single correct entry wins a fantastic prize.
And what prizes? Choose your own. From racing bikes, cassette radios, sewing machines, televisions, watches, cameras, music centers, even fridges.
Go on. Hit the OMO Super Jackpot. You'll find competition details on OMO Super Jackpot packs in your store now.
Pick and Pay Hypermarket, bring your car, you can park it, what a great place for you to shop.
If you're doing it yourself, this 10mm two-speed famous make and really versatile hammer drill is a gift at just R48.95. And this famous make electric jigsaw, a cut above the rest, also only R48.95. So save with our low DIY prices at
Hypermarket, Pick and Pay, one-stop shopping,
non-stop savings,
join the savings drive.
Caudle, are you all right? Caudle, my love?
Say nothing. They'll be listening. Say nothing.
I must talk to you, Caudle. Oh. They may come and take you soon, and then... What shall I do?
Father.
I may never see you again. Then what shall I do? I am not strong. I have no great courage. I might endure another 60 years. 60 years without you. Oh, Caudle, I couldn't bear it. I swear I just simply could not. I haven't even the courage to kill myself.
Why did I move in the light? Why? We were doing so well. Damn. May I be stricken lifeless for the fool I am, earning death, not only for myself, but for you, my little dear, my Valda.
No, no. Caudle, please, listen. It's going to be all right. You'll win the war game. You will. You'll outwit them and win. And you'll claim your right to take a hostage with you out across the Buttenklum and into the west. Oh, Caudle, there are flowers in the west. And they have animals to stroke and there are no microphones. No one listens. And we could have a child, Caudle. Oh. A little soft thing and I could hug it and... Oh, Caudle, please.
If it please you, Cordell II, ex-citizen of the fourth dimension, Klazevska, if it should please you, would you do the honor, pay me the honor, I ought perhaps to remark, of following me, fine sir?
Can she come too?
Oh, by Alexander the traitor, impossible, no, 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 no.
Then I don't move myself.
Please, comrade, if you don't mind.
Win, Caudle, you can, you can, you can. In accordance.
accordance with the rules set down by my late father, the renowned Kropotkin, lord of three provinces in the young days of the new socialist republic. Kriegsspiel, the war game, is a scientific game of German origin, as its name denotes, in which the movements of war are imitated on a small scale. Marshal Keith, in the 18th century, invented a game which he called Kriegsschachspiel, war chess, but the game in its modern form was invented in 1824 by the Prussian officer von Reichwitz. Shortly after the Socialist Republics gloriously vanquished the capitalist fascists of the Western Hemisphere, and prior to the elimination of life in the Northern Hemisphere, the great academician and military theorist, Comrade Plevnionskaya, made certain alterations to the basic game as it was enjoyed in ancient times. And today, we have Kriegsspiel, the war game as we know it in the East today. The form you will now enjoy it in was perfected around 2029, the time of the mock republic and the first referendum. Now, the materials for the game are blocks cut and molded to scale to represent different units of an army. The idea of the military situation is given to each opposing commander. This is followed by a special idea, which gives details as to the disposition of troops, the character of the country, and so forth. Comrade Kneipp here will act as the impartial umpire. We have maps, pairs of dividers, what else? Three maps are to be used. One for each commander, one for the referee. The umpire's map shows the position of both opposing forces. But each of the other maps reveals only the troops of one side, and as many of the enemy as the umpire decides would be visible in actual warfare. Any questions?
Comrade Kneipp here. He has had, as umpire, actual experience of battle.
What? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Comrade Kneipp is immensely experienced at the war game. He has refereed 100 battles.
I mean, Excellency, in actuality. Has he stood upon a field with slaughter present and death a possibility?
Don't be cretinous. He's far too young. My friend, you are a Polon, and for a Polon you ask too many questions. Let us begin.
Excellency, I must remind you, you have had 2 minutes. Move 108 of opposing forces. Block D on the eastern marches must be accomplished immediately.
How dare you? Only the umpire may tell me...
Respect, Excellency, I must remind you...
Silence!
It is not permitted to insult the umpire. I am moving your number one battalion back 2.5
miles.
You also forfeit a move. Comrade Cordell, your move, please.
Treason!
No, the rule of the law.
I am the law.
Then respect the law, comrade.
You go too far, Kneipp.
Interesting. Exactly what I would have done under the circumstances. Your move, Excellency. With due respect, it is my duty to warn you. You enjoy this advantage because you are in danger of defeat. I must inform you that such a move is most unwise. The 8th Battalion is now entirely caged in on the plains of Eeyore. Because the river of burning sand lies directly...
That is my move.
As you wish. Comrade.
I request a map.
Here it is. Extraordinary. Excellency, if Krasevska had had this young person as a commander in the war, we should have defeated the West much sooner and with far less life loss. Not so?
Will you be quiet?
Oh, dear.
What?
You have just sacrificed your air force.
I rule the skies, comrade.
And move 112 gives you superiority at sea.
Nonsense! I still have the green ultimatum. Ha! I request it now.
No!
Yes, I am allowed it. It is according to the rules.
But it's cowardly. Better to lose and allow life to remain than to set in motion 1,100 million people now die immediately. The Green Ultimatum will cause climatic changes so severe that eventually no human survivors will exist north of the equator.
He's left me no option!
But that's what the Supreme Commander of the West said 40 years ago in the war that destroyed our Earth. They have left me no option. We did leave them an option, defeat, but they chose total devastation. They chose...
That is your move. Very well. According to the rules, I now make the number of moves I require to mop up. I don't foresee a prolonged endgame. All surface water supplies frozen to a depth of 1 meter, because the northern hemisphere is now dark and cold. Production of food impossible in the north now. Toxic gases from the combustion of dioxin and vinyl chloride. Sunlight reduced to 17% of normal. In the southern hemisphere, food supplies fall by 80%. The north finally dies. Dust, soot, unbroken gloom prevails. The light filtering through this pore is not adequate to sustain photosynthesis. Plant life no longer exists. The northern hemisphere is dead. A nuclear winter exists in the south. Microorganisms are destroyed in the soil. Aquatic life all but vanishes.
Oh, perhaps. Perhaps, after all, defeat might prove the least bitter pill.
Too late.
But I...
Too late. Because you used high-yield nuclear explosions, nitrogen oxides were injected into the stratosphere, resulting in an impossible reduction of the ozone layer, which screens the Earth from excessive amounts of ultraviolet rays. My final move. Because I must obey the rules, Excellency, I cannot dodge the issue. Rapid interhemispheric mixing of dust and smoke subjects the southern hemisphere to massive injections of nuclear debris.
You have won.
Really? How wonderful. I must celebrate.
You realize, of course, my friends, exactly what you have today reenacted.
Yes, I think so.
We shall leave you, Excellency. We shall take the victor to the Presidium to make arrangements for
him
to...
Yes, yes. Go.
Nothing at all? No one? Caudle?
Nothing. No one. No life.
But I don't understand. Why did they promise, if runaways could stay out 7 days, if they could win at the ward game, why did they promise that they could return to the West? If there is no... Why do we call it the West if it's the North? I don't understand anything.
Valda, you
if
have...
If you will allow me, your questions answers in order of asking. An order which has no alternatives is doomed to extinction. A government with no possibility of change must stultify. On the other hand, Krasevska cannot afford to allow even the shadow of a suggestion of an alternative. So we give instead credence to a dream. The northern hemisphere, where there is freedom, where birds sing and rivers run. The human mind requires, you see, a promise, a utopia, just out of reach. Total certainty is anathema. It destroys the human mind. Why do we call it West if it is North? Perhaps more difficult to answer. For so long it was West and East, them and us, good and bad, that, well, we simply stuck to those terms. We could hardly reverse the poles simply to satisfy human habit.
But what do we do now if there is nowhere to...
Escape to? Ah, a problem, I agree. Stay here. Accept. We shall give you a little land from which you may look at the sea. Perhaps in
what
time...
What is the point of looking at the sea? When it is common knowledge that no life exists in the southern oceans, except...
Not true at all. Last December, a research vessel off the Krimelt Bank followed a distinct shoal of small surface fish for 2 miles. There is a distinct possibility that life may be returning. Slowly, yes. Our children's children, of course, will be the ones...
Valda had radiation sickness as a child. She's barren.
Ah, There are other compensations, then. As husband to this man, my dear, you may ensure for yourself a respected place in society. Cordell is a War Games winner. He vanquished Kratopkin at Kriegsspiel. That isn't an everyday occurrence. Then there's education. Any courses open to you at the university? Books, even those on the index you may read now.
But everything you're offering is the means to one thing. Reality. Truth. I don't want truth. I want something real. There. And there again. Isn't it beautiful?
Alda. Alda, my...
Don't! Do not tell me that that bird sound is a recording played to soothe the minds of Perrons who are depressed. I don't believe it. There are other things I also don't believe. I don't believe that it's not possible for me to conceive. You must make me pregnant, Cordell. You must.
Alda, listen.
Don't speak to me of your new medical learning. Now you are important and a member of the Presidium. I don't wish to hear it. Tell me, if you must tell me anything, why they might be wrong about the radiation sickness. And that one day I might have a little child I can cuddle.
Alda, there's not the slightest doubt that...
Keep your truth. I don't want it. I want hope, not truth. I want something real.
They've switched off the bird.
It's flown away. And another thing, I don't believe their stories about the West in the Northern Hemisphere either. I believe they made it all up just to keep us here, frightened and obedient.
Alda.
I think the West in the North is a wonderful place. I believe women have as many babies as they want to there. I believe men may change their occupations whenever they wish. I believe there are fish in the rivers and seas. Real birds sing all the time and there are real flowers growing in real earth and food is grown. And everything is lovely and beautiful in West and North. And one day I'm going there. I am. Don't you dare say anything. I hate truth. I want something real.
It's the most refreshing way to make the most of every day. And wherever you go or whatever you do,
a big taste is right there for you. Coca-Cola is it? Coca-Cola always around. Is it the real thing? Never lets you down. Or is it the most refreshing taste you've found? Coke is it? Coca-Cola is it?
Superior Mild, a mild, rewarding cigarette in the Dunhill tradition. Created by our blenders from tobaccos especially selected to bring mildness to the gentle art of smoking. Available in king size and international length. Dunhill Superior Mild, from the most distinguished tobacco house in the world.
When I bought my car, I fitted it with air conditioning, a radio and tape deck.
And a CB radio.
Then I fitted an AC Delco battery. If you're going to accessorize your car, start with AC Delco, the powerhouse battery.
You have been listening to Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.